I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. In this episode, I want to talk about the most basic of basics for the brand new slow pitch softball players. I know this will sound like T-ball stuff to most of you, but unless you're playing at a higher level, you've probably seen some players who are totally clueless. Last year, I was at the ballpark the first day of church league season. There were adult players who hadn't played ball since Little League. I saw a guy lay down a bunt. I saw a guy take a big lead off first base. It was obvious that several of these folks had never played slow-pitch softball. It was a rough night for the umpires, I'll tell you. Now I'm sure your new guys won't try to bunt or lead off a base, but one thing I see way too much of is newbies in tennis shoes. They buy a brand new glove, but they run in their tennis shoes. Maybe even new tennis shoes. They round first base and slide sprawling in the dirt as they try to shift their direction towards second. You need to impress upon these guys that their most important piece of equipment isn't the glove, it's their shoes. If you can't get traction to get to the ball, your glove is worthless. Your shoes are the only connection point to the ground. Get yourself a good pair of softball shoes. The other guys on your team can tell you what works best on your playing fields. Some basics on gloves. There are no hard and fast rules here. Personal preferences can be argued forever. Lots of players have gloves they love that don't make much sense to the rest of us. But for a player just starting, who has no initial preferences or biases, it's a good idea to start with a smaller glove, say 12 inches, in the infield, and a 13 or 14-inch glove in the outfield. The smaller infield glove lets you get the ball out of the pocket quicker, giving you a better chance to throw out the runner. And the larger outfield glove extends your reach for those fly balls you chase that glance off your fingertips with a smaller glove. For pitchers, I recommend the biggest glove you can find, for self-protection. The bigger the glove, the more likely you'll be able to catch or at least knock down a screaming liner right back at you. More than once, a line drive has hit my glove instead of my head or my body, even when I had no time to react to the ball. My glove is my shield. One more point about gloves. The first baseman's mitt is legal now at all positions, and some fielders prefer these, no matter what position they play. Finally, some quick thoughts on batting. Newbie softballers who played baseball tend to swing at everything in softball, because they can. Think about that. When they played Little League, the pitches were screaming in at their heads at lightning speed. Now, all of a sudden, that ball is coming in slow and easy. And it's so much bigger than a baseball, so it's easier to hit. What a juicy target, right? How can you let one go by? The first time I ever batted in a slow-pitch softball game, I was so eager to hit that fat, lazy ball that I reached for the pitch, 2 feet outside the plate. My double turned into an automatic out because I stepped out of the batter's box, way out of the batter's box, to reach that pitch. So new hitters, just because a slow pitch is easy to hit doesn't mean it's a good pitch you should swing at. Learn to take balls, and sometimes it's even good strategy to take a strike, like when it's not your favorite pitch or if the pitcher's having trouble throwing strikes and he'll probably walk you. For more tips on playing, coaching, and managing adult slow pitch softball, visit my book site, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.